that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Get ready to laugh. The Chico Comedy Festival is happening tomorrow and Sunday. A collection of top comedians from Chico, Sacramento, San Francisco, and LA will be performing. Tomorrow night, lots of funny folk will be taking the stage at several downtown venues. And then on Sunday night, there'll be the grand finale in the big room at Sierra Nevada Brewery. On today's program, we have two of those comedians to tell us all about it. We'll also be talking with four Chico visual artists who'll tell us about upcoming exhibitions and activities, including a workshop to teach budding artists how to do plein air painting, creating art in the great outdoors. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
Tuesday, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, Grammy-winning guitarist Peter Frampton. Catch this legend of rock Tuesday evening at 7:30. Tomorrow afternoon, at the State Theater Center for the Arts in Red Bluff, the North State Symphony's April concert, The Best of John Williams, features music from blockbuster films such as Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, and Harry Potter. This cinematic concert begins at 2 o'clock. The Orland Art Center displays paintings by a mother-daughter duo, Pat Vogt and Allison Mucci, in the exhibit Dancing to Different Tunes. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. Follow the Yellow Brick Road to the Chico Center for the Arts to see California Regional Theater's production, The Wizard of Oz. The classic story with all your favorite songs comes to life on stage tonight at 7:30, and tomorrow at both 2 o'clock and 7:30. The final performance is Sunday at 2. Chico Center for the Arts is on East Avenue at the edge of the Pleasant Valley High campus. Chico State's Musical Theater Ensemble presents the Tony Award-nominated musical review, A Grand Night for Singing. This show features work by Rodgers and Hammerstein with innovative arrangements of standards from such musicals as Oklahoma, Carousel, and South Pacific. You can enjoy this review in the Roland Taylor Recital Hall tonight at 7:30 or tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow evening, the North State Symphony brings its celebration of John Williams to Laxon Auditorium at Chico State, where the concert begins at 7:30. At MONCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, the Chico Stonewall Alliance presents the 5th Annual Transgender Nonconforming Art Show. This exhibit, titled The Body Electric, explores the struggles, accomplishments, and contributions of trans people. This exhibit closes Sunday. MONCA hours, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., today through Sunday. The Jackie Headley University Art Gallery displays a Masters of Fine Art culminating exhibition featuring work by Tonantzin Esquivel. Her oil paintings are influenced by her family's occupation, farming. The galleries open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, and Saturday, noon to 4. In Paradise, Theater on the Ridge opens the Neil Simon comedy Brighton Beach Memoirs. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, with a Sunday matinee at 2. Tonight, starting at 7:30, the historic Oroville State Theater, for its 90th anniversary, hosts the North State Symphony Concert of Music by John Williams. In Yuba City, the Acting Company stages Calendar Girls, In this comedy, set in a small English village, six women in their respectable late middle age pose for a racy calendar to help a charitable organization. Tickets are not available for tonight or Sunday, but you can see tomorrow night's performance, which begins at 7:30. That's the calendar for this week. The North State Symphony is performing music by the great Hollywood film composer John Williams. He observed that any working composer, or painter, or sculptor will tell you that inspiration comes at the eighth hour of labor rather than as a bolt out of the blue. We have to get our vanities and our preconceptions out of the way and do the work in the allotted time.
Chico Comedy Festival, tomorrow and Sunday, at many different places in Chico. And I have two guests, two of the comedians that are taking part in that festival, Travis Dowdy and Trip Hazard.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello.
All right. So what drew you to comedy, both of you guys?
I went to an open mic night, and I saw a terrible comedian, and he did 15 minutes, and I thought, well, I could do five. And so then I tried it. I really enjoy the process of writing jokes.
Travis, how did you get into comedy?
I've been obsessed with comedy since I was a little kid, and I was listening to a number of different podcasts, listening to some of my favorite comedians talking about how they got their start, and all the stories were pretty much the same. I found an open mic night, I went on stage, did my thing, and got hooked. So after listening to that, it was close to my 27th birthday, and I was like, I don't want to turn 27 without at least trying it once, and then I got hooked.
Chico Comedy Festival. This is the fourth annual, is that right?
Correct.
What's the idea, Travis, of taking over Chico? You're basically occupying Chico because you're in so many different venues. What's the idea of doing that for a weekend?
Well, we believe in bringing community together through laughter. That's kind of our main focus, is we want to not only highlight local comedians and out-of-town comedians, but comedy itself and downtown. So that's why we're doing multiple shows and multiple venues all within walking distance, so people can bounce around and see different types of shows in different venues and just kind of showcase Chico and comedy.
The multiple venues is really tomorrow, and then on Sunday is the big wrap-up, which is at the Sierra Nevada Big Room. That's on Sunday. Were either of you involved in the Chico Comedy Festival last year or any of the previous years?
I've actually been involved on some level every year. The first year, I helped stage manage the stage we had in the back patio of the Bear, which was a very rowdy show, but it was a lot of fun. The second year, I was able to perform at the back patio of B Street. And then last year, I hosted Duffy's, just like I am this year. And that was a lot of fun. And I really can't wait to do it again.
I've attended the previous ones.
Okay.
I habitually was unable to commit, so I thought I might be out of the town. So I think I've attended two of them, which was really fun as an observer to walk through. Last year, they did a show at Trucker, and I'd never seen a comedy show in a clothing store. It was really funny to watch the host don various garments of clothing and try to sell them in between sets. It was really wonderful to see, different places. The wine bar at La Roca is a really interesting place. If you're expecting something highbrow, maybe you might not get what you expect.
Can have some real high-class toasting of wine. And then you spill the wine all over you when you're laughing at the...
Right, that might happen.
Okay, good.
I did definitely heard a lot about an amazing bit about brunch. I think if you're at a wine bar, that's a perfect a location to hear about brunch.
Tomorrow, what are the five different places people could go to see comedy?
Well, we have four different venues that are going to be going from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. La Roca, B Street, Naked Lounge, and Duffy's.
We'll have people coming from out of town, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about the location in Chico of each of those places.
Four different venues downtown from 8 to 10 p.m. The first one is La Roca, which is a little wine bar directly next to the El Rey on 2nd. And then if you go up and take a left on Broadway, you'll be able to find B Street. We'll be in the back patio there. And then we will also be in the Naked Lounge just further up 2nd in between Broadway and Main. Nice little coffee shop. There'll be a live podcast there. And then over at Duffy's Irish Pub, we'll be doing an awesome showcase there, which is down on the corner of 4th and Main. Yeah.
And I understand at the Naked Lounge Coffee House on 2nd Street there, people could drop in a little bit earlier than the 8 o'clock time for
That's
me.
That's correct.
What's going on, say, at 6:30?
Starting about 6:30, if you need a map of downtown, they should have possibly a map already set out, but a schedule of the different shows. So if you really love one particular performer, you could follow them from show to show.
Will there be a few of you comedian guys hanging out at Naked Lounge at 6:30?
That too. I'm sure there'll be photos, autographs.
Yeah.
Just get to know it. You could ask us our favorite joke, something like that. But yeah, there'll be a lot of, especially because we have a good number of folks from out of town.
Travis, tell me where people are coming from outside of town.
We have a wide range of people coming up all the way from as far as Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and Sacramento will all be kind of congregating here to entertain and tell a bunch of jokes. We probably have about 10 to 15 out-of-town comedians coming to join us.
Travis and Tripp, how would you describe Chico as a comedy scene? You know, people are familiar with what's going on in the Bay Area and certainly L.A., but how would you describe Chico as a comedy scene?
Well, I would say we have a steady number. At any point in time, I would say there's probably about a dozen to 20 comics working on things. People, sometimes they get successful, they move out of town, which is always sad, but like happy for them. But in general, we have a couple open mics each week. There's generally a show or two each month. We have a lot of charity shows going on. They also have specialized shows. So there are two guys here talking today, but oftentimes there are like women-only performances. I think that one's called No Dick, Just Jane.
Okay.
I think they have one coming up, actually, that's going to be a discounted price for entry if you bring something to donate to Catalyst Domestic Violence Shelter.
Trip, I understand that you're going to be doing a podcast as part of this. That's tomorrow night.
Right. So tomorrow at the Naked Lounge, there'll be a recording. The show is free. And there's a comedian in Sacramento named John Ross who hosts a podcast along with another comedian named Jesse Jones. The format is scripted improv. So the premise of the show is that we're going to take a stab at things. So John will come up with a prompt 2 days before the show, sometimes only one. And then he'll send it to the performers, and we have to write based on those prompts. Then we perform them for the first and likely last time.
Yeah, I saw when I was looking online about this that the podcast is called STAB.
That is
what it's
called.
Letters. It must be an acronym. What does that stand for?
It doesn't actually stand for anything, though that's one of the games they play. He'll give us an acronym, and we have to reimagine what it stands for. But it's just to take a stab. Like, they came out of the idea, take a stab at these attempts. So, for instance, the first time I got to go on the show, one of the events was to read a slam poem on a topic. And the topic I was given was why I get so emotional when watching women's figure skating. Has not made it into the rest of my act.
It hasn't?
No. Okay. But it was really fun to do. I had a really fun time doing it. And so anyways, that'll be the show going on. They have several other performers from Chico, Mark Leathers, and Annie Fisher. Annie Fisher, I know, has been listed. And if she wasn't first, she's definitely like number two in Best in Chico. I'm really excited. It'll be their first time, but it'll be my third.
You out there could sit in and hear this podcast live. That's at the Naked Lounge starting at 8 o'clock. And then there's three other venues you could go to tomorrow night. Some of these are free, some of them are not, and it's all first come, first serve as far as seating tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a variety of shows, and they're all hosted by local comedians. The show at La Roca Wine Lounge will be free for entry, and yeah, first come, first serve. And since it's kind of a small place, I recommend getting there early if you're going to go. And that will be hosted by local comedian TJ Hudson. Then there's two $5 shows in that 8 to 10 time slot. One of them is the back patio of B Street Bistro. That will be hosted by Germ Leather, and it's $5. And then the other one is Duffy's, also $5, and hosted by me. And I hosted it last year and had an absolute blast and cannot wait for it.
What is the duty of the person who hosts on one of these?
My first job is to warm up the crowd for about 5 to 10 minutes to try and, you know, get them in the mood to laugh, and then make sure all the other performers are there and ready to go on stage and give them the light. Because since there's going to be comedians going from venue to venue, I have to make sure that they're there. Otherwise, I'm going to like call the name and then nobody shows up. So I have to like be on there and maybe stretch for time if necessary or what have you. It's my job is to keep the energy up and introduce all the other comics.
And the last show tomorrow night is at the Blue Room, which starts a little later at 10 o'clock, is
yes,
that right?
It'll probably start around 10, maybe a little bit after, because we're going to be doing the four venues downtown from 8 to 10, and then as those shut down, every comedian, including some locals that are not able to perform in some of the downtown shows, we will all be converging on the Blue Room for a big fundraiser there, where we will go through every comedian that signs up.
So that's a fundraiser for the Blue Room
Correct.
Theater.
Yeah, it's $5 entry, and we're going to be there from about 10 p.m. till 1:30, 2 in the morning, maybe. Every year it's been an absolute blast to do it.
And that's hosted by Steve Swim, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The very funny Steve Swim.
Well, let's talk about the big finale, which is Sunday night. And that starts at 7:30 on Sunday, right?
Yes.
How many comedians will be performing at that?
Something like 8 to 10 comedians performing that night. All of them are out of town except for me. And they all have either TV credits or they're the headliner in their city, or they've been on, you know, some fairly famous podcasts like Chad Opitz, one of my absolute favorite comedians who will be coming to town. He got to open for Doug Benson, a very awesome comedian, pretty recently got to go on his podcast. Mark Smalls is a very, you know, solid comedian coming from San Francisco. Got to see him at the San Francisco Punchline pretty recently. He just absolutely destroyed. And then the headliner, Kevin Kamiya, has been touring all over, has a bunch of different TV credits and things like that, and I'm really excited to see his set. Tickets are still available for that. They're on the Sierra Nevada website under their Big Room page, and tickets are $25 ahead of time, $30 at the door. There are still some tickets available, and I recommend they get bought now because that show will sell out. It has sold out the last 2 years. Just to even see one of those comics, you would be paying $25 probably to see them at a club, and so to have that stacked of a lineup, it's really worth the ticket price. It's going to be an insane show.
We've been talking about the Chico Comedy Festival happening this weekend only. Tomorrow and Sunday, all over Chico, and ending up at the Big Room at the Sierra Nevada Brewery in Chico. I want to thank my guests, Travis Dowdy and Trip Hazard, for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Tom.
Weekend Showcase's visual art expert, Dolores, is with four Chico artists. They're talking about upcoming exhibitions and activities, including a workshop that will teach people how to do plein air painting, creating art in the great outdoors.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with Amber Palmer, who has the unusual distinction of being an artist facilitator, who organizes plein air events, trips out of the country, workshops, and finds venues for artists to exhibit. Amber, how did you manage to become such an active help to artists?
I have such a high need to create and be surrounded by the creative process, and then a need to share that. Many of the opportunities that have come my way have just come my way. For instance, the art gallery at Broadway Heights that the students from Mind Vacation Watercolor Workshops are able to exhibit their work, that was just a phone call that was offered from the new owner, Scott Schulman, and asked if we would just keep art on his walls. The shows at the Red Tavern that I've had an opportunity to do, the owners, who are just wonderful, gracious people, asked me if I would show. That's just been a wonderful friendship and an opportunity. The workshops that I teach, for me, it's almost a selfish thing because I become regenerated to teach and to watch that creative process open up. In the workshops, it's not about painting a particular painting. It's about learning to use the tools enough to find your own voice. I think that's a carryover from my other hat that I wear as a psychotherapist. In the past, I have worked for a number of nonprofit organizations and created programs such as plein air painting. Many of the people who have attended have been calling me and saying, when are we going to plein air paint again? I've started organizing plein air workshops for the spring and summer.
I'm turning now to Jenny Marr, who is a plein air painter, and she's also bringing her skills as a botanist to going outside and painting.
I started with watercolor about 3 years ago, taking one of Amber's Mind Vacation watercolor classes. I'd never taken any art classes at all before that. We did a plein air event at a local garden. As a botanist, I've always been fascinated with being outside, and in particular with plants, as botanists are. The combination of doing a plein air painting day with roses in a garden was delightful. Plein air painting is really unique. It's very different than painting in a classroom because there's lots of distractions. The day that we were painting in the garden, there were all kinds of birds that kept coming into the garden. And as a botanist and biologist, of course, that's a big distraction, watching the birds. But it's a very different experience. It requires that you look at your environment in a different fashion, choose your subject, and decide how to approach it. Much more complicated than just having an idea in a classroom and sitting and painting.
Before we talk about the venue for the plein air painting, I want to ask Amber, how about listeners who might feel a bit intimidated to go out and try plein air painting?
The studio classes that I teach once a month, usually the third weekend of the month, also include information on how you might go about plein air painting. As a matter of fact, before I take people out in the field, I offer an opportunity for people to come to my studio and look at what they have in terms of the supplies that you would need for plein air painting, get yourself comfortable, and give a mini lesson on how to look through a viewfinder, how to narrow your field of vision, how to catch your light, what are you really wanting to say. Also, I totally recommend you hone your photographic skills as well when you're out in the field painting, because you can take that photo, you can continue to paint, and then you can use that as your reference point later to finish that painting or to start many new ones. When I speak of being on location, my first love has always been photography. Watercolor became my second love, and now they're almost equal.
Jenny, you were also expressing appreciation for being able to show the results of your plein air painting.
Amber arranged for the students that take her Mind Vacation watercolor classes to be able to display their art at the Broadway Heights restaurant, which has been really remarkable for me as a very new artist because I've actually sold close to 30 paintings. I'm just stunned by that because I'm brand new at it. Then to see the paintings that people actually purchased was a bit mind-boggling for me as well. They might not have been necessarily my favorites, and yet someone just marveled at them. As a new artist, I think being able to display your work is a rare opportunity, and it's really very helpful because it's encouraging and it makes me want to paint more.
Now I'd like to talk to Ernest King at a second venue that Amber coordinates, the Enloe Cancer Center.
I stumbled on that venue. Basically, my present wife had to go into the dermatology building for an appointment. I noticed the cancer center was next door. I wandered in and I saw the beautiful paintings that were there already. I asked where I would go to see if I could show there too.
Do you have a particular outlook that you're presenting there?
Most of my work deals with hope for the future and trying to give joy to people. I do a lot of Japanese koi paintings. I also do plein air painting. I've been painting for a long, long time. Mostly I paint ideas I see every day driving down the road.
Ernest, how long will your art be up at the Enloe Regional Cancer Center Healing Art Gallery?
It will be there through June.
I'm turning to Karma Gansler. We're looking ahead at the third venue, the Red Tavern, where you will be displaying your photography.
Yes, it will be displayed sometime beginning in July. I had a show there with two other photographers last August. This time I will be exhibiting primarily works from my recent trips to Africa and Nepal, showing images of some of the wildlife of Africa and Nepal. people just move so quickly through life that we really don't take the time to see things. I really enjoy showing things that most people know but don't really look at closely. Things that are kind of simple in many ways, but that people can really see the details and the beauty that we generally pass by very quickly. I've done some things out in the wildlife refuges around where I've done just some reeds poking up out of the water. Quite simple, but very elegant. People just walk by them very quickly without looking, but if you stop and pay attention, it's really very beautiful to see. Plus some of the animals, which I'll show some beautiful leopards and elephants and some of the birds of Africa and rhinos in Nepal. I've also just completed a 35-minute video of the bird life in the Sacramento Valley. I did a previous video of the wildlife in the Sacramento Valley. I've shown that at the Snow Goose Festival. The reception for that has been quite positive, so I was motivated to go out and do another one.
Amber, there is a travel event that you still have a couple of places for.
The Mind Vacation Watercolor Workshops will be going on retreat in October to New Hampshire to catch the leaves and the fall, which is just lovely. That should be the peak of the season. We have an opportunity to stay in a old English style bed and breakfast and have also been invited to a number of private camps and resorts to paint the reflections of the trees, the leaves, the lakes, and the surrounding country, as well as going to a farm and having dinner from garden to table.
Anyone who is interested in plein air painting or the travel program, anything we've been talking about, how do they contact you?
They can call me at my office studio, 899-8401. That's 899-8401. Or they can email me at amberpmft@sbcglobal.net. I'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you, everybody.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can hear it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in the North State. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.